Thanks for the Pledge of Allegiance as we start our meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning.
Morning.
First day of November and you can still play golf in Hamilton. That's nice. It's always a good thing. Just if you could play good golf would be another thing, but. Dave, I think we'll go with you first and.
Commissioner Dixon, Bob, just to run a couple minutes late.
The first item for approval is Orbitown Village at Weatherington subdivision. This is section 3B. It's 20 lots in Westchester Township.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon.
Yes.
Commissioner Galbraith.
Yes.
Second item for approval, this is a TID project. This is to dedicate right-of-way for Cox Road, Coxway, and a portion of Hamilton Mason Road. And Floyd's got a.
This is for the Liberty Interchange?
Correct. This is to get the right-of-way dedicated so that the project can go out to bid.
Move to approve.
Emphatically, yes.
Second. Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Galbraith?
Yes.
Josh, you might want to talk to Dave about the Liberty Interchange project. It's a huge project at the end of the Fox Highway, Veterans Highway, and this is a good step towards reality.
It has the same potential, Josh, as Union Center Boulevard with the job creation, so we're very excited about this. Do you think Don wants to do communications? Why don't we do communications?
Approved minutes from the last meeting, approved travel and training, approved transfers and appropriations, personnel actions from Department of Development, award contract, sidewalk replacement to WG Stang, under Job and Family Service accept payroll, environmental services approved 3 agreements, Rumpke Recycling for scrap removal services, Ohio Water Wastewater Agency Response Network, RA Consultants for Engineering Design and Surveying. Under the County Engineer, approved 2 agreements. Canceled 2 maintenance bonds, County Oaks 2A and 2B. Cancel sidewalk performance bond for Keener's Meadow, Section 2. Exchange 3 bonds for Fairfield Ridge, Section 1, 2, and 3. Cancel maintenance bond for Indian Creek Trail, Section 1. Cancel sidewalk bond for Keener's Meadow, Section 1, Block 1. Exchange bond for Windy Meadows Estates. Cancel maintenance bonds for Wunnenberg Way and Shepherd Farm Drive. Under miscellaneous, approve intergovernmental agreement with Village of New Miami for police services. Accept agreement to purchase 27 additional visionary software licenses for Butler County Sheriff's Office. Do 1, 2, 3, 4 appointments to the Butler County visit, reappointments to the Butler County Visitors Bureau. Approve Butler County investment policy. Approve facility agreement with Duke Energy for a service to 800 megahertz tower sites. Adopt agreement for medical director services for sheriff at correctional facilities. And advertise for bids for Butler County Board of Election Phase 3 construction.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Galbraith?
Yes.
Thank you.
He's coming up, sir.
Well, Bob, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to come here and visit with you folks. I always appreciate given an opportunity to just update you on a little school in Butler County that tries to work for you and work for the community and make it better. I appreciate the comment about the roadways and things, and we like workforce development. We're on the people side of it, and all of us working together is what counts. I'm going to cover some slides with you very quickly instead of having technology there in front of you. And I'm going to go through a lot of the big ones at the beginning really quickly, just to update you where we are. the last couple slides, we're going to give you some updates on some really big news of things that are happening at Butler Tech. First slide is major innovations. I want to cover some key items. First off is a real clear sense of what our mission is. We believe in premier services, not average, get by, do the best we can, but premier services. And the things I want to talk about today and the results we have, I think, are showing that we're trying to achieve our mission. We believe in career, technical, and academic education. If you don't remember anything that I say today, as of today, ACT, the testing service, has crosswalked with all kinds of job profiles. And an ACT of 20 or higher is required for 85% of the living wage jobs today. So anybody that has an idea that career technical is for kids that haven't learned the academics, they don't understand that the job requirements are sometimes higher than college. And we're dealing with that, and I think we're dealing with it successfully. On the other hand, a college prep kid can't get a job these days most of the time because you can't be a doctor, lawyer, airline pilot, landscape architect, bus driver, truck driver, auto mechanic, or anything else with just academics. You got to have skills. You can't be a police officer. You can't be a fire person unless you have a set of skills, and that's what we believe in. We believe in producing lifelong learners. I want to remind you what we believe. Students are our customers. They have a choice to come. We're the original charter schools, is what I always told Mike Fox. As he talked about it, I said we had it ahead of the game before he thought about it even. But students don't know what they need, so we rely on business, industry, labor, and higher ed to define what we teach all along the way. Our product is educational experiences, and we test how well we do that every day. Next, the slide that has vision at the top. We've worked hard at a set of vision statements that are very, very tangible. Unlike many of my colleagues, I don't believe in philosophical stuff. I want to see the hardcore facts. So our vision has been high-quality student performance. We're going to find out this week. We were number two in the state last year. We may well be first in student performance this coming year in the high school program, second or third out of 49 in the state in performance. So, and to give you a perspective, 6 years ago we were 41st out of 49. We may well be number one this year. Not like the Super Bowl in popularity, but certainly for the county's welfare and success, it's probably bigger than the Super Bowl. Organizational effectiveness, we earned the Achievement of Excellence Award. We're only one of seven school districts in the state of Ohio to have earned that. And we've now moved on to national scrutiny to see if we can't win the National Baldrige Award. May take us a couple years, but I think we've got the staff and expertise to do that. Citizen awareness, 6 years ago, 10% of the people in the county knew about us on a random sample survey. Last year, 57%. When asked, can you name a career technical school in the county, said Butler Tech. And we're really pleased with that. We've made great progress in that area. Believe it or not, over 50% of the people that identified how they knew about us were traveling up and down Route 4 because it's our big sign on Route 4. Now, I'd have never guessed that with the distribution of the population that that would be so big. Satisfied stakeholders, we're at about an A-, but we're trying to get to an A status. Nationally recognized, I just came from receiving four representatives from Guangxi Province of China. An exciting day. We've had an exchange program. First time the Chinese officials have been able to come to us. They're going to be spending the next 5 days spending a little Chinese money in Butler County, and starting with JAGS tonight. And we're really excited to have them. We think that's an indication of how well we've done, is that we've linked up clear across the ocean. But we also run a national benchmarking group of 9 high-performing career technical schools from 8 different states across the country to keep that connection. Financial efficiency, here's a real difficult one to remember. We're the lowest cost per pupil of the 49 JBS, lowest. Average is about $16,000 per pupil. We run at about $9,000 per pupil. So we're not even close to being, you know, in a tight race. Highest cost JBS in the state of Ohio, $24,000 per pupil. So you're getting a great deal in Butler County. partly because we believe in maximizing service. Last year, we served right at 25,000 students, high school and adult. That's up from 6,000 in 2001. So we're working hard, by the way, on the same millage. How have we done it? We draw more state money into Butler County than any other career technical center does in their counties in the state. We're the largest recipients of state money. How else have we done it is some key things, and I want you to flip through the slides real quickly in the sense of our critical daily work. We actually monitor student engagement and align curriculum. Have you ever been in a school where kids were playing games, running around, not paying attention when you walk through? Well, at Butler Tech, that happens about 4% of the time. How do we know that? Because we're in the classrooms, every single classroom, both high school and adult, every 2 weeks. And we check student engagement, not that they're in their seats, they're up busy doing lots of things, but are they engaged in actual learning? We'll tell you what we gave up to be able to do that. The next one is that we believe in financial efficiency. We have innovated the Calmus ratio. That's actually copyrighted. A lot of schools are interested in it. Cost per pupil, we bragged about it, so we're not trying to dodge it. We're the lowest cost per pupil. Cost per pupil is more of a measure of how well you warehouse kids. The Calmus ratio is how much it costs per successful student. So it doesn't matter if I have a lot of kids and I don't do well. My Calmus ratio will be real high if I serve a lot of people, but I just set them in a class and they don't do well. If they succeed in graduation, in higher ed attendance, in employment, in industry credential, then my costs go down because I do a better service. We actually recognize faculty on how well they serve in terms of successful students, not just showing up for 9 months or keeping the kids in their seats. And so that's a very important measure to us. We believe in a team culture, not a family culture. Sounds a little cruel in education, but team culture is if you produce, we'll take really good care of you, and we do that. We take very good care of our faculty and staff. You quit producing, we'll send you home to your family, and we do a really good job of that too. We work hard at having the very finest in faculty and staff at work in Butler County. We also believe that the best organization is the one on the verge of chaos. Now, we keep them out of chaos by the next little slide, the decision framework, six key questions, but we want lots of thinkers in our organization, and I can take you, I'll invite all of you to come on a tour. I'll take you with me. The reason I want to go with you is not only because I like you folks, but also because I learn about what's going on in the organization. It's great. It's fascinating to find out things that have been innovated that are helping kids that we didn't know about. We didn't tell somebody to do. They actually thought about it. And that's our real strength at Butler Tech. It goes along with our information leadership style. We have 118 measures that we monitor. We tell people how well they're doing. And we let them make a lot of decisions about how to fix things. And I think if you think about what I said earlier, from 41st to 1st, from 6,000 to 25,000, still lowest cost per pupil, we think we've done well at that. We have doubled our staffing. We have doubled our budget, all without any new millage, any new taxes on local individuals in Butler County. And all as a result of working very closely with a lot of partners, including the county commissioners, Workforce One, Jeff Weber, and all the rest of the gang, but also our associate schools all along. A couple of things that we've done is that information analysis goes two ways. You get rewarded if you're successful. Our administrators, 50% of their evaluation is based on success, not on all kinds of arbitrary processes. Did the students under your charge succeed? If they did, we move you up. If they don't, we're going to work with you for a little while, and then we'll find somebody that can move those up. Same way with faculty. We've eliminated faculty evaluation on almost 90% of our workforce. The people that if they came to us and said they'd want to quit, we'd ask them to please stay because they do great work for our kids. We put them in walkthrough and coaching, more like Tiger Woods gets coaching. The ones that don't do well, that have poor performance, they're on evaluation, and guess what? Those evaluations are tough, targeted, and expect either progress one way or another in the business. We believe in equity of achievement, not just equity of access. We're working very hard on equity issues, both in race and gender, as we move to make sure that every single student succeeds. Which brings me to the last part of the update, is some key things that are going on right now. If you've read the newspaper at all, we are in the process next week. In fact, closes a deal on adding a 10th school to our district. We've stepped outside of Butler County. I guess I'll have to go see the Hamilton County Commissioners meeting to update them on Northwest Local is joining us. It's about a 25% increase in our local tax base. It's about a 10 to 12% increase in enrollment. We'll add somewhere around 1,000 students, about at the high school level, about 400 FTEs. We add about 30 faculty. So it's a big event bringing in that school. We're going to actually be operating programs at their site because they're too big for us to absorb within the county, although their students will have access to our other facilities and programs. School facilities funding. You get $10 million in state money. The state's matching us 67 cents on the dollar to make major renovations at D. Russell Lee and also to possibly build a new building for our Health Science Academy. And so we'll probably be chatting with you somewhere along the line possibly as we look for a location for that, which is a partnership with a number of other partners. But $10 million is nothing to sneeze at in anybody's budget, and especially when the state can help us out. Chinese exchange program, I already told you about that. We're sending our second contingent of students there next April, and the delegation from China is in town over the next 5 to 6 days. We also earned the proven school status. This was one that we didn't know we were even up for. You know, those are the kind of fun things. When you don't apply and work at it, people find you. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds a thing called Successful Practices Network out of New York. They work across the 50 states, and we were identified. There's promising and proven. You have to have certain level of quality to get in with Gates. Gates does not fund innovations. They find proven models, and then they try to replicate them. Well, we're one of those folks that actually went to D.C. this year and presented, because we have actually produced results of the kind that they're looking for, high-quality results for lots of students. And so the final word in this little update, and obviously listening to me for 3 to 5 minutes doesn't do near the justice of Butler Tech. You got to see the students and the faculty and the staff and all the people that make it come to life, and I hope you do come visit. But as we believe in performance, we are more than likely the highest performing, lowest cost, and with Northwest Local being added, we'll soon be on a student full-time equivalent basis the largest career technical school in the state of Ohio. Any questions?
Don't have any questions, Bob, but certainly have comment that throughout your presentation that you've been very typical in saying we. And we know that a lot of it, of the success, is because of you and your leadership and your style of leadership. And I've seen it through the Workforce Development Board, being fortunate to be a part of that board with you, and how you've developed the benchmarking system, which allows you to go higher once you know where you've been. And I applaud you and commend you for your leadership skills and the results that you've shown, and we are very proud. I'm very proud of your success, and having Butler Tech in Butler County is great for our county, and wish you all the more success. In any way we can help, we will certainly be there. But well, congratulations to you and also to the whole organization.
I appreciate that, Commissioner, and I do believe you've hit on the key is knowing where people stand and letting them make decisions. And then if they can't make the decision, we'll move you on. But if you can, we're going to reward you and take good care of you. That's the heart of what we do.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Mr. President?
Sure.
Bob, I'd like to commend you as well. We're very fortunate to have Butler Tech here. And I know you're always engaged in the community. You're always accessible. You're everywhere, and that's a great thing. You know everybody, and I think that's a real plus for your organization. So,
well, it's hard not to want to know great people that live in Butler County. I got to tell you, they're fun to be with.
It's great to work with you. Excuse me, and we appreciate it.
I thank you. By the way, if you haven't run your United Way campaign, get on it. That's another hat I wear, so I forgot about that one.
Hey, Bob, I just echo everything Commissioner Furman and Commissioner Jolivet have said, except I take it from a little different aspect. I look at you as a real integral part of our economic development team, you know, and I think you provide a service and are going to provide more services. There are going to be more in demand. So, you know, it's not just an educational facility that sits out there and doesn't really, you don't realize the benefits from it until years down the road. I mean, you really impact us immediately in a lot of our industries. So, you know, keep up the good work. And
we do benefit from hard work relationships in Workforce One, as Mr. Jolivet had indicated, in some other places. But we also really appreciate folks like the Manufacturers Association and the builders and everybody else. If you come tell us what we need and work with us, we'll try to do that. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Eric would like to.
Yeah, Commissioners, Bob and I pass cross on a regular basis in our professional life. And one of the things that I believe is that organizations, or department heads, individuals fall into three categories. Those are organizations or individuals that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that go, what happened?
Yeah.
And you have some wonderful people, as we do, that are in that first category of making things happen, and that's what makes your organization successful. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you. I wasn't looking for that. I was wanting to tell you how hard we're working for Butler County, but I do appreciate it, and I'll take that word back to the people that actually do the work every day. So
three things,
thank
you. Went from 41st to first, well, give me
We went from 41st to second. We find out sometime this week whether we're first in student performance. This is students that are employed, going on to higher ed, graduated, earned industry credentials. We're still the lowest cost per pupil,
right,
and that has to do with serving a lot of people. And we're also, once Northwest Local joins, we're very close to the same size of a great institution called Great Oaks. Serves 34 schools, but we will be larger in student FTEs, full-time equivalents. We'll be the largest in the state. Now, they always claim that Great Oaks was the largest JBS in the universe, so I don't know whether that means we're the largest in the universe, but we're working hard at doing that.
One of
Thank
the
you.
Things that Lou Holt said the other night, which was such a great talk, was that, you know,
wasn't he good?
Yeah, were you there?
Yes, yes.
I mean, when he was talking about once he got to the top with Notre Dame and being the Bulls, you know, he became stagnant. But, you know, that's one of the things that the challenge that, you know.
I got to tell you, that one was the one thing that I remembered out of his whole presentation, because there are days, you know, when you get from where we've been to where we are now, you begin to think, well, don't I deserve a break? And he says, no, because that just means you're slipping down the other way. So,
yeah.
No, we're not planning on taking any breaks. The National Baldrige Award kicked our butts. We got a long way to go to be exceptional, and so we're going to keep working. Yeah. So,
I thought his other thing was when he told the young quarterback that, you know, you had 23 interceptions last year, and you're only going to have 7 this year. And he said, God, Coach, that's great. How, you know, we're going to have new pass patterns and stuff. And he says, no, once you get to 6, you're not playing anymore.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's the kind of attitude that also, you know, to go through an organization to say, hey, you know, if you don't cut the mustard, you're not going to, you know, not gonna be around.
If you think about it, that's our team culture.
Right.
When you don't produce for so long, you don't play anymore at Butler Tech. So when you meet Butler Tech employees, you know, they're tough and they're smart and they work hard. Yeah. Thank you much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Tony?
See you, Bob.
Morning.
Good morning. My name's Tony Traub. I'm the president of the Downtown Hamilton Special Improvement District. And I was coming today to speak about, it's an initiative that I've spoken to several groups on, and what it would involve, it's a transportation system that would run kind of coined the Downtown Hamilton Bridgewater Shuttle. It would run from the initial idea came up around Farmers Market time, and we were trying to push it forward then, but I was involved in so many different events and activities throughout the area that kind of pushed it back. And what we're looking at now is that this would run from November 10th through January 5th. It would be a 9-week project partnered with the BCRTA. They would provide the bus to run the shuttle, and it would have stops from 2 to 3 stops in Fairfield Township and approximately 4 to 5 stops in Hamilton, Elder Bierman, somewhere on the Main Street, probably by Walgreens down there, Hamilton Commons, and then the final stop would be Myers. And it would run from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening for that 9-week period. What I'm looking for is assistance in the funding of that endeavor. Approximate cost to run 2 buses would be about $11,530. It's based on a $65 an hour rate for the Saturday, and that's 9 hours a day for that 9-week period. Groups that I have currently interested in participating in the sponsorship of this would be our group, the Downtown Hamilton Special Improvement District, the City of Hamilton, and Fairfield Township has been the idea has been brought up to them, but I know they're getting, you know, with the elections getting ready to come forward, you know, not quite sure where they stand on it yet. There is a group that publishes a publication through Fairfield Township, and they are supportive of the idea. But it would be both, you know, so it's kind of a joint economic development, you know, collaborative effort that we're trying to do, but it would also provide transportation for people looking for, you know, having holiday employment. It would provide that, and it's kind of would serve as a beta test to find out, you know, is there a need? Is there, you know, something that could be brought up, you know, in the future on a ballot that we could get people to buy into a transportation system through the area? But it's a way that, you know, boom, we can help the shopper and you know, stimulate the economy on a short term.
Tony, how's the reaction been to, like, from Elder Bierman to this concept?
Elder Bierman is excited about it. In fact, Keith was going to come in today, but he had a big sale going on at the store.
Uh-huh.
In looking at them, because that would be something too that we could add on, is going to the different businesses as it moves forward and seeing if we can get them to help fund any of it. At this point, Elder Bierman was kind of spent for the year, but they have all expressed an interest in providing coupons or, you know, discount coupon, something along the way. The other thing that we could do would be to wrap the bus in a, you know, if we wanted it labeled Downtown Hamilton Bridgewater Falls, approximate cost to get that wrapped would be $5,000. But then from there,
what wrap means?
They paint it.
Oh, okay.
Paint it and customize it, decorate it to, you know, whatever, however you wanted to design it.
Uh-huh.
Then the other thing would be to potentially sell ad space on the bus, either inside and outside, that would help fund it as well. But, you know, just trying to get it launched and, you know, really need somebody to be the initial funding source. And then from there, you know, we can expand and you know, and if we generate enough revenue from other sources, it wouldn't be a free trip as well. It would be $1, is my expectation, is that you would charge $1 for the ride. And so, you know, whatever amount we collect in that, then that would be, you know, kind of go into our, you know, it could either be allocated to a specific cause, you know, if we wanted to donate it to, you know, a charity or to use it to help fund, you know, continual funding of the bus.
Do you see the origination of the ride being here in Hamilton to Bridgewater Falls or back, or, you know?
Actually, for the $11,530 cost, that would be both. It would start both at Myers and at Bridgewater Falls. and they would run simultaneously, and it would, you know, by doing two buses, it allows that you have half-hour stops along the way, so that, you know, somebody going to work or, you know, somebody just misses the bus, they don't have to wait a whole hour for the next bus.
Sees people coming from Bridgewater Falls coming into Hamilton as more of a attraction than people going from Hamilton to Bridgewater Falls to shop.
I'm looking at it to be both. I mean, you know, people were going to say that, you know, hey, we're taking people from Hamilton to there, but, you know, I think it's reciprocation. You know, we want Fairfield Township to benefit from this as much as Hamilton. And we think that, you know, people that, you know, ordinarily wouldn't make it into Hamilton, just, you know, elderly or just, you know, because they've got Bridgewater Falls right there, that they would hop on the bus and you know, so kind of just reciprocation of it.
And what are you specifically looking for us for?
You know, initially, I think if I could get the initial funding, because the boards that I have to go to, the city is November 7th. And the SID is November 4th. So I have to still go to those boards to get, you know, their approval and the funding for that. So, you know, if I could get a commitment, at least a backing from the county to say, hey, we like the idea, we'll support the idea, you know, then if I get the other groups to participate, then, you know, that amount would be divvied up based on the proportionate share of people I get to contribute to it.
Well, you know,
so if I could get a $10,000 commitment from the county, which it may not, and, you know, once I go to the city and I go to the SID, then it may not be in a $10,000 appropriation, but it would be, you know, at least I've got the backing that then I can move forward and we can start marketing it. We can get the Journal News involved and, you know, start pushing the idea. So people, you know, I'm thinking too that the first couple weeks are probably going to be slow until people, you know, gain a little familiarity with it running. But, you know, I think it's definitely needed in the area on the long term. And this just allows, you know, a cheap way for just a little beta test that is being funded by, you know, local people that have an interest in the economic development of the area.
Well, I think that, you know, I think we need to digest this a little bit. I'm not sure, you know, what my colleagues have to say about it, but we'll certainly try to give you an answer in the next, you know, week, or I know the time is short here for you.
Right. Yeah, so trying to get it. Yeah, started November 10th, just figuring that would, you know, give us a few weeks to let people know it's happening before you start into the December
shopping season. You know, if I heard you correctly, that you've come to us first, and then you're going to go to the SID board and to the Fairfield Township. It seems to me that, you know, we would like to be, hey, come to us and say that, we've got the support of the SID board, we've got the support of Fairfield Township, we've got support of, you know, as you say, Elder Behrman and the businesses. You know, then we're, you know, I'm more at ease of saying, yeah, we'll help out with whatever part you don't have. I'm receptive to the idea, you can certainly say that, but I think once you have those other parts in place, then okay. We're more than apt to say yes.
And from my discussion, I'm very confident that things are going to get approved. You know, I just wanted to kind of find out where you know, your board sat and you know, and then from there, once I can get everything lined up.
I'm reminded of, you know, I guess of, you know, being on the Hamilton City Council and going to Columbus, and the Columbus message was always, hey, is everyone on board on this? And if everybody is, then we're more than happy to be receptive to it. And I guess I'm saying the same thing to you. Hey, get everybody on board, and then come on back and let us make a decision.
Okay.
I'm speaking for myself. I can't speak for them.
I concur. I think we need to take it under advisement for the moment and let you know. We'll get back
okay.
to you.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Is there anything else to come before the commission? Anybody have anything?
I don't have anything.
Move to adjourn.
Do you want to give us an update on the Middletown grant thing? Where is that?
That was very successful. And we did get the $1.8 million. And I think that's a real shot in the arm for Middletown. So that's a real plus. We're real proud of that fact. And I think that's just one of many things that we'd like to do for Middletown. Anything we can do to work with Middletown and help them, obviously, I think we're all in agreement that that's what we will do. So that's a real shot in the arm to get that. That's the central area, neighborhood of Middletown. I think that'll be a big start.
Well, could be the start of a real beginning, I think, you know, of redeveloping that, the whole Middletown area. And I was glad when you directed the department of our planning department and development department to get involved in that. That was a good move.
Yeah, I think that the disparity that the state was showing there was very obvious.
Yeah, it wasn't right. I mean, you know, give it, call it the way it is. I mean, Lee Fisher and those guys did the right thing. They made the right choice.
Well, I have to say they have worked with us on several occasions with the Amelin and now with Middletown. It's a very positive thing as far as the governor's office. Yeah. And
but it's up to us, like you pointed out to me, Commissioner Furman, it's up to us to make sure that our people are up there.
We have to be
bringing the issues forward in the forefront and keep pushing them. So. Good job.
Thank you. Know, I think that, you know, as we think about that, we need to think about that for next year as we look at the budget of you know, I hate to say the word lobbyist, but someone who's there, who's on our behalf, who we can count on. I think we need to take a strong look at that.
You know, like it or not, that's what it takes.
Right.
You know, and I think with when we, like, Commissioner Furman, or you said, Greg, was when, you know, we speak with one voice, and I think we have to have that present constantly in Columbus. We have to have it. If we don't have it, we're not, you know, that's almost $2 million
right.
that we wouldn't have gotten.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I think it's a great first move. And
I think maybe we may have to start making some trips there ourselves. For some of these important issues and make a presence on, as well as our staff. So.
Well, we just have to keep our strike team ready.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can get in and get the door open and, yep. You know, communicate with those folks. And,
that's good.
You'll keep pushing them like you have been. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dalbeck?
Yes.
Longer today, Josh.